because they didn't keep yarn. Yeah, next weekend we got a wedding up in Gaylord, so I guess I'll get a first-hand sight of the damage up there. And then we got some friends that we know. They have a cabin on. Actually, they have several cabins, but it's a family type thing. But Big Bass Lake, which is just east of Gaylord, and they said they had a lot of damage. Luckily, none of the cabins were damaged, but it was quite an adventure. One of the guys on the lake have a tree trimming service, so they're in the woods clearing drives, clearing the two trackers out so people can get back to the cabins. But it's kind of secluded. It's off the road a ways. And the strange thing about this lake is that they have some kind of agreement where you can only sell your cabin to a family. The first offer goes to a family member if they want to buy it. Second offer is anybody on the lake that's on the lake, do they want to buy it before they open it up to just general public. So somebody in the family ends up buying it, or somebody on the lake ends up buying one. So it's kind of a cool idea. Everybody knows everybody. And what else was I going to say? Oh, I was going to do yard work. I was camping over the weekend. I was going to do yard work on the way home, or when I got back, which I got back probably around, I don't know, a little after 6. But it was raining out. It was raining here. Wet enough that I'm not cutting any grass. But stopped at the turkey roost on the way home. And ate dinner there, got my senior turkey plate. It was good. Good as usual. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Rick. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Back to the control, NAKPR.
Oh, very good, Bob. Well, if I didn't have a tag along, we might have seen you there, because I was thinking about stopping there myself, but someone was anxious to get back home. Next, we'll go to KCAYVF. Ron, go ahead and pick it up with N8ERL on standby.